This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. America's top diplomat insisted Friday a strong Ukraine is a must for talks with Russia, hoping to preempt pressure for a quick ceasefire he warned would bring fake peace.
Precisely because we have no illusions about Putin's aspirations, we believe the prerequisite for meaningful diplomacy and real peace is a stronger Ukraine, capable of deterring and defending against any future aggression.
In a speech in Finland, which after Russia's invasion of Ukraine shed its historic neutrality and joined NATO, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the war launched by President Vladimir Putin was a case study in failure. China's Ukraine envoy has appealed to other governments to stop sending weapons to the battlefield and hold peace talks, AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
The envoy, Li Hui, gave no indication, however, that his trip to the region made any progress towards a settlement. His appeal came as Washington and its European allies are ramping up supplies of missiles, tanks, and other weapons to Ukrainian forces that are trying to take back Russian-occupied territory. In a briefing with reporters, Li also noted that challenges remained for peace talks to take hold. Chinese leader Xi Jinping's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator, but has supported Moscow politically. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two passenger trains have derailed in India, killing at least 50 people and trapping hundreds of others inside more than a dozen damaged coaches. Authorities say about 400 people were injured and taken to hospitals after Friday's accident, which happened about 1,600 kilometers northwest of New Delhi. This is VOA.